Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I'm so glad you've joined us on today, and I just want to say that it is Monday once again, and I'm excited about Monday, always excited about Monday. It is magnificent Monday. It's what you make of it. You want to make sure you get to our blog. We gave you some pointers on how to make Monday magnificent. Make sure to get you go to our Showers Blessings blog, or we also have it up on our social media pages as well. But I'm just happy to be here. And as always, I thank God for the love affair he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. And I'm telling you, there's nothing to compare it with. But I'm so excited that you have joined us on this morning. I'm so excited that you saw fit though this afternoon to say, hey, let me come to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And I do want to say that we are still offering all of our coaching packages for 50% off. So you want to make your way to our website, www.themeplace.org, just like it sounds, themeplace.org. So you want to get there. You want to make sure that you connect with us. We are looking to do some great things. Subscribe to be a part of us, that you can know what's happening, what's coming up. I am so excited. I'm telling you, it is December. Sometimes I can't believe it's December, but it is December. And needless to say, I'm excited about December, and I'm excited about what's going to happen in the new year. We have some great and exciting things that's coming up. On tonight, we kick off our 11:59, a minute to midnight, Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp for December. You want to be there. We're going to be talking about success this whole week, all the way from December 7th at 11:59 tonight, all the way till Sunday at 11:59, and you want to come, you want to be there, you want to make sure that you connect with us and that you are taking advantage of all that we are doing. And so I am so excited about everything that God is having us to do. And it's really a blessing, and I'm pretty sure that you're doing some great things too. So I'm just really glad that you have joined me on today and that you are part of our listening audience on today. I do want to say this. If you have a question or there's something that you want to say, all you have to do is press 1. If you press 1, I'll see you and I can open up your mic. If you have called in, just press 1. But I do want to get into what we're going to talk about today, and we're talking about social media. And one of the reasons that this came to the forefront for me is I get a lot of people asking me about social media, how do I leverage it, whether they are an emerging business, they're a small business, they may have a product, a service, a CD, or they are a ministry. And I do want to say, in this time, you really want to leverage social media. You want to use social media, but don't just let that be the only piece of your marketing and strategic approach. And one of the things that we do at the Me Place Empowerment Institute is that we help you in developing that marketing strategic approach in order to position yourself. And social media is a component of it, because if you don't have a strategy for your marketing, for your branding, you're just going to be going through haphazardly and you're not going to be able to effectively utilize social media the way you want to. So today we're going to really focus on social media. We're going to talk about ways in which you can get yourself out there, how you can make yourself look good, because looking good is key, how you can make sure that you're getting your information out there so when people need to access you, that they'll be able to access you. They'll know exactly how to connect with you, because I'm telling you, you can have the best product, you can have the best service, you can be the best, and then some. You can be all that, the bag of chips and the dip. But if nobody knows that, hey, it means absolutely nothing. And no, if nobody knows you exist, it means absolutely nothing. So you want to make sure that you begin to leverage social media in order for you to get yourself out there for maximum impact. And one thing about social media, it really doesn't cost a lot of money. Sometimes you may want to invest in more and more. That's what Facebook is doing. Facebook is wanting to get people to invest in their advertising. But I know from experience that when you are an emerging small business, or you may have a product or you may have a service, you don't always have that money to pump into advertising. Even $5 a day, if over 30 days, you're looking at $150. The majority of small businesses, those that may have a project or service, you don't have that type of money to pump into Facebook. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today so then you can know how to leverage yourself and how to position yourself. First of all, one of the things I want to talk about is this. If you don't have a website, you need to get a website. And your website needs to be connected to all of your social media. Because one of the things that I want you to understand is this. Social media is somebody else's property that you're renting out. You do not own the title deed to that social media. So if you don't own the title deed to that social media, anytime they want to evict you, they will evict you. And more you are seeing, I just read something in the Social Examiner where it was talking about how even the Social Examiner who has hundreds and thousands of people following him and on Facebook somehow took his page off, and his page was off for a few days. So remember this, that the social media is that you're renting some space from somebody else, and if they ever want to evict you, they will evict you. So keep that in mind, and I want you to hold on to that. You don't own the title deed. That's why I'm encouraging each and every person, get you a website. It could be a blog site. It could be a traditional website. But you've got to have a website because that is your permanent address, your domain name. You own the deed. It's just like if you buy property, you own the deed to that property, and then you can build on that property whichever way you want to build on that property. And that's what your domain name is. And if you have your domain name, and the reason I'm going through this because this is critical, your domain name, you want to hold on to it. If you get someone else to build your site, do not let them buy your domain name. You purchase your own domain name, and that way you're the one that have control. You're the one that have authorization. You're the one when they go out and they're searching for that domain, it connects them to you because that is your title deed to your online property. That's what your website is. So with that being said, let's take a look at social media and let's take how you can drive people to your site and leveraging that social media. Well, this is one of the things that I want you to keep in mind as you are looking to leverage your social media. I want you to keep in mind this one thing that one of the things about social media is that, you know, you can run, but you can no longer hide. So regardless of what your business or ministry may be, if you don't have an online presence, you are missing the mark. Your online presence is even more critical now than ever before because 97% of consumers using the internet as a resource for information. People are going to the internet. Look and think about it. we hold a computer in our hands, and the majority of people, they have a computer in their hands that they're using all the time, that they are constantly looking up information, trying to find information about businesses, where they're located. And if you don't have an online presence, if you don't have a website, if you're not active in social media, they are not going to be able to find you, and you are running behind the eight ball. And your goal is that you're always going to be a leader of the pack, and you're not going to be the following, but you're going to be a leader. And the evolution of online marketing and having an online presence is only increasing moment by moment, second by second. I mean, there are new things coming out. You look at what, 2-3 months ago, or let's say in the summertime, Periscope really wasn't around. Now look at Periscope. Periscope is all the rage, and everybody is getting on Periscope, using another platform to get themselves out there, to sell what they need to sell. That's what they're doing. Now, let me tell you about social media. You got to develop a strategy with well-defined goals of what you want to achieve with your social media campaign. And you want to begin by defining your goals and putting them in writing. So you got to have, as you're developing your marketing strategic approach, your marketing and branding strategic approach, you got to include social media. And so you want to have in there, what do you want to achieve on social media? What type of social media followers or fans do you want? If you don't know what your audience demographic is, how in the world are you going to get yourself positioned out there on social media? Do your due diligence. Count the cost. Do what it takes in order for you to be able to maximize social media the way you want to maximize social media. What makes you stand out? What's unique about you? You want to put that out there. When you're developing your social media pages, you have to have an integrated marketing approach in your branding, from your website to every social media platform that you're on. And you also have to do your research. You must know what social media platform is going to work best for you. This is all a part of the planning process. If you are not taking time to sit down to plan and to map out a strategy for your social media success, you're not going to be successful. I'm telling you that right now. You are not going to be successful. You got to have a consistent message. That is so critical, from Facebook to Twitter to Google+. YouTube, your message should be consistent across all channels. That includes your blog and your website. Consistent message. Know what your message is. Know what your vision is. Know what your mission is. When you know these things, then you'll be able to drive your social media with more impact, because you will know exactly what you're going out there for. You know exactly what you're looking for. I do want to iterate, if you have a question, all you have to do is hit 1. I'll see your hand raised, and I'll open up the line. But I want to say this. You know, how much time are you going to commit? If you have some extra money, maybe you'll be able to hire somebody who's going to do the posting. But I want to say that what you want to do is this. You want to begin to engage in Hootsuite, Buffer. These are ways that you can integrate all of your social media with one push of a button. Now, I'm going to tell you, I do that, but when it comes to certain things, I don't always go to Hootsuite and put everything up there. There are times that I post separately on Facebook, and then I'll post separately on LinkedIn because of the impact that I want to create. But if you're new to the ball game and you don't really know what you're doing, I advise you to subscribe to Hootsuite.com or Buffer.com. And in subscribing to Hootsuite.com or Buffer.com, you'll be able to do all of your postings at one time and just say boom, and it'll post to all of them. And the more you get familiar with it, you'll get to the place where you'll say, well, I don't want this to post because I may not like the way that picture comes in. But this is a way that you can get started. Understand this about social media. Two-way communication is critical. One-sided conversations of any form are easily abandoned, even more so on social media. You want to build relationships. You are building relationships all the time. And in the process of your building relationships, your goal is to get those relationships to become subscribers. and that's your email subscribers. That is your bread and butter, is your email list, not social media. Remember what I said. Facebook can take you off at any time. So you may have 10,000 followers on Facebook, but if you don't have their email addresses and Facebook decides to strip you and evict you off of their page, believe me, all of those subscribers are gone. They're just gone. And if you got to come up with a mechanism in order to get them to your website, your blog, or to definitely capture their email addresses so you can have ongoing communication with them. And so your goal in social media is to drive people to your website, is to generate leads in order for you to be able to continue that communication going on all the time. So the one falls in line with the last. As you start to share content across your social media platforms, focus on building relationships. People, they want to be engaged. They want to interact with you. They don't want you always just talking at them, but they want you to talk with them. So it's not about just talking at them. It's talking with them. It's having that communication. And one of the things that I do, when people make a comment on something that I've placed on social media, or if they have shared it, retweeted it, I always thank them and say, thank you so much, you know, for sharing my information, because I want them to know how much I appreciate that they have joined forces with me in getting that message out. And in order to get your message out to a widespread audience, you want to have people join forces with you in order to get the message out. Thank them for that. Because if I have 1,000 people on my Facebook page, but somebody else shares it and they have 1,000, that means my reach is going a lot farther, and they have helped me in getting that reach to expand and to grow. So thank them. If people make a comment about what something that you've written on social media, you know, you can like it. If it's a comment where you need to respond, try to respond as quickly as you possibly can. The whole thing is engagement. You know, it's like if you call somebody on the telephone, if you call a friend and they never call you back, you get a little upset. It's no different with social media. Your fans, your followers, they want to hear from you. They want to know that they're more than just you getting your message out there, but that you really have a stake in who they are and you really care about who they are. So you have to understand that your fans and your followers, they are becoming your evangelists. And remember, more and more, those evangelists is holding your message in their hand to show to somebody else. I'll give you an example. I went to my niece's house one day, and she was telling me, she said, oh, I got to show you something. And you know, she went through, she had her phone, and she went through, and she showed me where one of the prayers for success, that she's a Mary Kay distributor, she showed me that once somebody had put it in a private group, one of the prayers for success, that's an evangelist for me. And because she was in that group, she seen it, and she knew immediately it was mine, but she also knew I didn't know that person. So somebody that was attached to my Facebook page knew this person, and when this person saw the prayer, they put it, they shared the prayer again, because you have to realize it is, you're looking at how many times that you want it to go out. And the more you can get people to share your information, that's casting your social media net much wider. So you want to get to know them. You want to browse through their Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, their social media pages. You want to make some comments. You want to respond to what they're doing as well. Remember, it's two-way communication. This is how you begin to build up your audience. This is how you begin to build up your followers. So don't be a social media hoarder, a hoarder where you want them to support you, but you don't support them. Respond to them, especially when it is in alignment with your brand. Make a response. You know, let them see that you're not just about them following you, but you're also looking at what they're doing. As simple as a like That can make a difference. So don't isolate yourself. Support others. Connect with me, with them. No man can succeed or woman unless they have others to help them succeed. You want to create these synergistic relationships that you have. So you have to be consistent in engaging conversations with others. And the criticality of your online existence is tied to your connections, horizontal and vertical. So you have to become an expert. And the only way you're going to be that expert is that you have to stay abreast of what is happening in your respective field, as well as just in society. Not only do you have to engage your fans and followers, but you also want to be just as engaging as a fan or follower. Remember, to be Long Ranger, you have to be just as comfortable as being Tonto. So Tonto knew that he could not go along without Long Ranger. So you gotta be comfortable being that number two person when somebody else on social media is the number one person, and you need to build them up. Join in the conversations whenever you can. You want to talk with people and not just at them. You want to listen with your eyes, ask questions, and then listen to the responses by reading them. Know their hot buttons, so you will be able to address them in sharing content and meeting their needs, or be that solutionist that they seek. Be a problem solver for them. That's how you're going to expand your business. That's how you're going to expand your reach. You must become a problem solver. And in the process of your becoming a problem solver, this is going to help you in making sure that you're able to tap into the audience that you want, and people will begin to look for you for the answers. In essence, you're positioning yourself as an expert, and that's what you want to do. You want to be that expert. You want to, and as I said, you want to post consistently. You don't want to overpost. And really and truly, when you're posting the same thing over and over, people stop looking at your stuff. So you want to have ingenuity. You want to post new things. You want to have it where, if you're posting the same thing over and over, people stop looking at it. Now, there are times that you may post in different groups, and groups is a key element. And they have groups on all social media platforms, groups that you can join. Google Plus is changing somewhat, and they're having collections. And collections is similar to Pinterest, where you're pinning pictures and you're creating a collage of pictures. And that's what Google Plus is doing. But again, Google Plus have their groups, and you want to create your groups, and you want to join groups, because that's another way that you're able to extend your reach. As I said, Facebook is changing their platform, and their whole goal is to get people to advertise. Yeah, they want us to be friends with each other, but their primary goal right now is they want businesses to advertise. So if you got a business page on Facebook, their whole goal with you is they want you to advertise. And we don't, like I said, if you have a product, a book, a service, you're a small emerging businesses, you may not have $150 just to pump into Face every month. You may not even have $50. So then you can say, okay, I'll do $5 worth of advertising a month, or $10 worth of advertising. But there are other ways that you can get your likes built up. One of them is groups. Join groups. Now, in the process of joining groups, always ask the people, can you post? And the reason I say that is because they'll give you the guidelines. And it's just a courtesy. When you join a group and you know you want to do a lot of posting, just inbox whoever is the leader of that group and ask them, I post this. I post this prayer every day. Is it okay for me to post the prayer? And that way you're getting permission. And if you get permission, more than likely that they will, they will permit it. Now, I've been on the side where I did over posting in groups too much, and I got kicked out of some groups. And that's okay. I got kicked out of some groups, but I found some new groups. But I did learn that, so I can share that with you. Don't overpost in a group. And if the group tells you that you are not to post advertising on certain days, do not do that. Adhere to the group's rules. The more you adhere to those rules, the more you're going to be able to leverage the social media to your advantage. So you want to adhere to the group's rules because it's to your advantage, because that's a whole group of individuals that you will not make contact with if you're just posting on your own page. And many of those people in that group, they will become followers on your fan page. They will begin to like the page because you are a solutionist. You are providing solutions. You are providing vital information that people can use. You are engaged in helping people go to that next level. So that's what you want to do. And as I said, to help you manage your content, look at Hootsuite.com, look at Buffer.com. Those are two of the most popular tools out there to help you with your social media content integration. And they are, both of them have a free platform that you can use. You don't get as much leverage as the paid, but if you don't have the money, you got to start somewhere. And can I say this one thing about social media? Social media is not the big bad monster that people try to say it is. Do not be afraid. Social media is not going to do any more for you than what you do, than what you ask it to do, except if Facebook decides to take your page off. And sometimes they do that. And you just have to, you know, you wait the course. Social Examiner, they did a great write-up last week about when they lost their page on social media and what they had to do to get it back. And sometimes glitches happen. I mean, we're dealing with technology, and we have to know that sometimes glitches happen, things happen. So be prepared. Always have some type of crisis management in place. So then if by chance you lose your Facebook page, you'll know exactly what to do. And if you want that social media article, you can go to my website, www.themeplace.org, and you can request it. You can request to get it. Or you can inbox me on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and I will make sure you get that article so then you can know exactly what to do. And I'll send it to you by email. So all you have to do is, if you do that, I'll make sure you get it, and I'll send it to you by email so then you'll have it. But again, you can always inbox me and request it, and I'll make sure you get it. So what you see is what you get, and more people want to see it. So visual social media is becoming the rule of the day. People want to see videos. People want to see pictures. Periscope is, like I said, Periscope is taking the social media world by storm, because most people realize they can just get so much leverage out of Periscope, which is connected to Twitter, Instagram. Instagram has increased. And so these are things that like Periscope was not with us in December of last year, but Periscope is moving fast. So you want to learn it. You want to use YouTube, and you want to include YouTube in your social media. You want to look at podcasting. All of these things that you can use, that you can begin to position in your social media in order to build yourself as that expert, because you want to be an expert, and the way you do it is that you got to leverage all of social media. Even right now, I'm leveraging social media through Blog Talk Radio. All of these are forms of social media to engage people, to enlighten people. So you're not a bully forcing people to engage with you, but you are providing them valuable information in a highly shareable format. So remember, you need them to spread your message, and they are your allies. They are your community. They are your tribe. You need them every single day. You're going to need them and help, and for them to help you do what you need to do. I'm telling you. And once you begin to just do it every single day, it's going to help you. Now, we help people in doing this. Right now, we still have our special at 50% off of all of our coaching packages. We've never done this before. We don't know if we're going to do it again. But this is one thing we do know. As of December 31st, 11:59, it will end. It will be no more. So you want to take advantage of this. So if you are looking to develop your social media strategy, and we help you in developing your marketing and branding approach, which social media is a component of it. But I want to say this, don't rely so heavily on social media that you lose sight of the other things, even the things that are like your business cards, your flyers, email list, and we're going to talk about that down the road. We're going to talk about the email list, your profit list. This is your bread and butter. I cannot relay that information to you even more than what I'm already doing. Is your bread and butter, your email list, and everything that you're doing on social media, you're doing it in order to build up your subscribers. Understand that. And I'm going to tell you, get a website, get a web presence, because that is your online property. You own the title deed, your domain name. You own that title deed. Do not give your title deed away of your domain name. I know of an organization where they commissioned the services of a company to build their website, and that company also got their domain name for them, and now that company is holding them hostage, and they are not able to make any changes to their website. They're not, and they don't have control over that domain name that they wanted. Do not allow a third party to purchase your domain name for you. That is your title deed of your online property. So don't give your title deed away. You want to make sure that you hold on to it. You want to make sure that you're the controller of it, so that when people go out looking to find out who owns this domain name, they'll know that you own it and not that third-party company, that if something happens, you may run into a financial situation and you may not be able to pay that month, they will hold your domain name and they will hold your website hostage. But if you have control over that domain name, all you have to do is go set up you another website, you know, if you ever get to that place. And having a website is so easy and cost efficiently. You have companies like Weebly. Weebly will give you a website forever free. Weebly.com is forever free. Free is good. You won't have all the bells and whistles, but at least you'll have a presence. And WordPress.com, Blogger, all these places, Wix.com, that you can get that web presence so you can drive these social media contacts to your web page so then they can become subscribers. And don't just put a web page up there and you never visit that web page again. On a weekly basis, you should be reviewing the content on your web page. You should be developing new content or curating content. You can be an original content creator where you're writing all of your content fresh, not plagiarizing. I'm not saying about you take somebody else's stuff, you put it out there on social media. Easy for people to realize it's plagiarized. All they have to do is do a cut and paste, and they know that you didn't write it, somebody else wrote it, and all of a sudden your reputation is at stake. So you're the one who's responsible for your own reputation. You're the one responsible for your own integrity, and people will sue you for plagiarism. So if you want to use someone else's content, be a content creator, and that's fine, but you're going to give attribution. You always want to give attribution to it. But when you're in the process of developing your website, if you don't have enough content, it's a lot of stuff out there. I love Pinterest because Pinterest, everything is out there categorized, whatever you need, and then once you click it on, you can use that. And if you have any type of handmade, crafty thing, you want to be a part of Pinterest and you want to be a part of Etsy.com. You want to be a part of both of those in making sure that that people know that you exist. Using social media, it is a science. And you have to know how to plan accordingly. All social media platforms are not going to be good for everyone. But if you don't do your due diligence and understanding which ones are going to be most effective for you, because that way you'll know where to spend your energy. So LinkedIn may not be the place that you need to be. If you are a crafter, Pinterest, Etsy, those are places where you really need to be. Facebook somewhat, but definitely Pinterest and Etsy, that you want to be pushing your product And every day you should post something, but don't overdo it. Don't overdo it putting the same thing out there over and over again. People will easily become disinfatuated with you and stop reading your stuff. It may be good, but they'll stop reading it. Because if you're coming out with the same thing over and over and over again, people stop reading it. I'm telling you, they stop reading it. I put out an inspirational quote, and I've staggered mine. I used to just do them every hour. I don't do them every hour. They're staggered. And then at a certain time, I just stop. I say, okay, after this hour, I'm not posting anymore. But I mean, if you want to post more because you're looking to reach an international audience. But I find that even when I stop posting, I'm still reaching that international audience. And I know our time is winding down and there's so much more that I want to share with you. But what I encourage you to do is go to our website, www.themeplace.org. Make sure that you subscribe to our list because in 2016, we are going to be doing some great things. We want to help you get prepared for 2016. We want to help you in developing your marketing and branding approach. We want to teach you how to brand and market on less than a shoestring budget, how to get your business established and up and running. And also, we do it all from a holistic standpoint. Our coaching packages, right now, we're offering them at 50% off. We've never done this before. We don't know if we're going to do it again. But this is something I do know. As of 11:59, December 31st, we will not be offering these packages anymore at 50% off. And we don't know when we'll do it again. So whatever you're looking to do, if you're looking to take your business to another level, if you want to leverage social media, if you want to put a professional face where you may be a little boy, little girl, you say, I want to look like the big boys and the big girls, we can help you do that. We can help you get the look that you need across all media platforms that flows right into your online property, which is your website. And you do need a web presence. So, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you don't need a web presence, but you do, because you got to drive people there. And I'm telling you, you know, when I first started with doing my website, there were a lot of bells and whistles that they didn't give. But now they're giving some of these things and they're free. Like they're giving it where it makes it a lot, it's a lot easier for you to have. If you have a member base and you want to build up your membership, it's a lot easier to do that. And what we do, we teach you all about that, about how to take your integrated marketing and branding campaign and how you can maximize your efforts in positioning yourself. I mean, it is like wide open. And it's still, although we know that the internet has just been flooded and there's so much going on, you still can rise above the noise. You still can be able to launch products and services and be heard and get the maximum impact for it, because that's what you want to do. You want to position yourself, but look good. Know how to make your pictures look good. If you don't have a professional photo, get one. We also teach you how to get a professional photo cost efficiently. And you want to follow our blog. Definitely follow my blog. We're going to be putting some great things up there in order to help you go to that next level. But you've got to be a subscriber. You need to subscribe because we are going to be sending out emails all of the time to help you. But I want to hear back from you. Let me know. All you have to do is you can go to our website. Let me know what we can do to help you do your job better, because that's what we're here for. I'm here to make sure you become everything that God created you to be, everything he envisioned so you can experience what he saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. Well, that's my mandate, that's my mission, and everything that I do, even in helping you in developing and positioning your business for maximum impact, that's my goal. So I do hope that this session was good for you. I know that I was trying to cover a lot, and it's not a lot of time, but you want to make sure that you connect with us. You want to make sure that you get connected. Go to my website, www.themeplace.com. org and go there right now. And if you know of anyone else, tell them to take advantage of this 50% special. I'm just excited. Can I just say that? I'm excited about what God is doing in your business. I'm excited about where God is taking you. And I'm excited about what he's placed inside of me so I can help you get there. And it's great that you came to be with us on today at Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Shower of Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.